Yeah, everything from mic technique to voice care tips on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. I'm Peter Stewart. Today, yeah, it's part of our journey talking about practice and self-feedback and things like that so you can improve your presentation and your voice skills. And work variety will increase your vocal experience as well. Some of the practice may come from lots of work in which you'll be experiencing different kinds of reads and learning new styles and keeping your eye-to-mouth coordination and staying in the zone. But if you have not so much work, then practice is really good to make sure you're ready when the phone rings or the email pings. And of course, the more auditions you do for, say, voiceover work, the more practice you're getting at being in a studio, reading scripts, getting a bit of feedback from a director. We'll talk about feedback from directors in a few days' time. Just remember, though, if you're not getting work from all of those auditions, maybe you're not so much practicing, but repeating the same mistakes. And consider getting a voice coach to help you reset your reading. I mean, you know, they say practice makes perfect, but actually, perfect practice makes perfect. There's no point repeating mistakes, and you might be doing that if you're not getting personalised tuition, one-to-one, tailor-made help and advice for your situation and your voice. Okay, tomorrow we're going to be starting a new series of podcasts, The Vocal Confidence Quotient. As Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.